much into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is Wednesday, hump day at News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, playing a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for you. Got to get you into my life. The theme song I've had for the last 20 years about George Clooney, but that's a whole nother topic. He's taken, and boy, does he have a beautiful, smart, bright, brilliant, intelligent wife, and now beautiful children. Oh, well. I guess I'll have to take them off my list. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day today. It is September 24th, 2025. Can you believe it? I had a chance over the weekend. They had a salute on September 21st, which was Sunday night on the networks. They had a special, I believe it was on ABC, and it was a celebration of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the song, September, do you remember the 21st night of September? You know that one. Well, they were talking about that song. And so, of course, the tribute was on the 21st. So they had the likes of John Baptiste and Stevie Wonder and all these great artists saluting these guys who, Maurice White was the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, who sadly has since passed away. But his brother and some of the original members, who are now well into their upper 70s, I'm thinking, were still there, still performing. They were performing with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. So they already had, one of the things that made them so unique was all the brass and horns and trumpets that they had in their music back in the day. But it was so cool to have the Philharmonic backing them up, and they were at the Hollywood Bowl, so, and a nighttime show. It was really, really special, but it kind of blew my mind because they were saying they've been around since the, you know, for 50 years now. Their first albums came out in the 70s, if you can believe that, and their music has endured all these years, which is was pretty incredible. So today, September 24th, every once in a while, I like to do the thing where you look up the, there's a page where you can look up what's today as far as the national day of. So I kind of got a kick out of some of the things I found today, which I started laughing when I first saw it. Some of them are kind of ridiculous. I'm not really sure how you're going to celebrate National Punctuation Day. But in case you're at work and you need something to talk about at the water cooler, yes, today is National Punctuation Day. So I was thinking about that, and I'll pose this question. What's your favorite punctuation mark? What do you use all the time? What's overused? For me, I do have a bad habit of using exclamation points, and I will tend to do not just one, but when I'm posting on Facebook, there'll be two or three in a row. I'm not real good with the semicolon. I haven't used that too much. But it's just funny to think about punctuation marks. And that's just, this is pure silliness, by the way. I do not plan to go into any serious topics during this half hour. However, I will let you know, for those that are more serious minded, we did have a shooting that we are about on one of the ICE locations. We are holding here. David Wayne is our news director, and David has given me the heads up that we are waiting for a press conference about that incident. And we will go live as soon as that happens. And you'll be spared of hearing more about what national day this is today. But on a little bit more serious note, and one that I can certainly identify with, today is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. So I like that because today is the 24th, right before October, and most people know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're about to approach that. So why not talk about how we as women can take care of our bodies and take care of ourselves? Lots of events going around on all around the country at various women's organizations, of course, and some of the hospitals and fitness centers. But there are some tips on some things that you can do. And I've touched on a few of these, you know, in the past, but I do think that it's worth mentioning again. The biggest thing I think that's affecting all of us, and guys, this includes you, is the level of our stress today. What can I do to reduce my stress? And that's something that really all of us can probably work on. We talked last time when I was sharing with you about breathing and just making checking your breath. I have so often at a stoplight caught myself gripping the steering wheel and not breathing. And it's just a moment of just taking a deep breath and just inhaling and exhaling and just saying, okay, I'm good right now. Everything is good. I don't have to be stressed out and I can actually breathe. Another thing that there's some suggestions that are coming from the website about National Women's Health and Fitness Day. It says join a walking group or another exercise form. So, of course, everybody's talking about pickleball, and I am determined to find out more about that. I have not had a chance to take up the game, but so many of my friends are telling me how much fun it is. You can also do a webinar about reducing stress and pick up on some of the tips that I've shared with you. You can also learn about incorporating mindfulness into your daily life. So for quite a while, I think we thought of meditation and yoga and things like that. Years ago, it was kind of for those people. You know, it was kind of the woo-woo people. And now it's become very much mainstream in our society today. You can find a yoga studio anywhere in town, all over the country. And it's become really one of the best health and fitness practices because it does do several things. Not only does it help you connect to your body physically, but it also helps you to make that connection of the physical and the mental and the breathing and the breath and being able to literally stretch and get in touch with your sense of self to the extent that you actually can relax. And that's that mindfulness of just being aware. And then after a yoga class, 9 times out of 10, you feel more present in your life, more relaxed and at ease. And it's great, especially for those maybe that have some other restrictions, like body restrictions. They have chair yoga now, which is great. So just picking up on a yoga class or taking a stretching class. Also, one of the things, join a meditation or prayer session. You can find groups all over town. There's so many spiritual resources, especially in our community. So those are some of the tips for the National Women's Health and Fitness Day, and that is today. So it started in 2002, but here's something funny about that. When you go down the list, I had to laugh. In addition to punctuation and it being National Women's Health and Fitness Day, today is also National Pot Pie Day. When I saw that, I went, oops, that doesn't really align with women's health and fitness because pot pies have a few carbs in them. So on that note, I'm going to take a quick break. We're still waiting to hear back from David Wayne and see what was happening with this press conference, and we'll go live when it happens. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with you on Pep Talk. If you've got a comment about pot pies or any other things that have to do with September 24th, please feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about September 24th and what this day means to us. Already mentioned that it is National Punctuation Day, exclamation point, there you go, and it's National Women's Health and Fitness Day, National Pot Pie Day, so go ahead and have a little pot pie for lunch. I don't know about you, but I always had those frozen pot pies as a kid. Rarely did my mom actually make a pot pie, but I will tell you, I think it's Meguiar's that has a fabulous pot pie. So anyway, go celebrate today. But some other interesting things that I found about this day in history. This is always fun. I really should do this every day, but I tend to not have time, of course, and always running around. But on this day in 1920, since we are now officially into baseball season, future baseball Hall of Fame slugger Babe Ruth became the first player to hit 50 home runs in a Major League Baseball season. This was back in 1920, Babe Ruth. So that's pretty cool. Also, speaking of food, this one caught my eye. On September 24th, 1952, write this down, this is important, Kentucky Fried Chicken opened their first store in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it was, of course, Colonel Harlan Sanders, and he franchised it to his friend, I think his name is Pete Harmon, and that was the very first service of Kentucky Fried Chicken. 1952. That's pretty incredible, but they've been around that long. Also within this date, 60 Minutes, the program started in 1968. That's a while back, right? That was with Mike Wallace and Harry Reasoner. I don't know if you remember those guys. And then in 1969, for music fans, now I confess, and I'm sorry if I'm going to offend somebody, I was really a Beatles fan in this time frame in the 60s. I was little. My older sister loved the Beatles and Ray Charles, and she would play all her 45s. And my brother was into other music, but I had a good friend who loved Elvis Presley. So for Elvis Presley fans, on this day in 1969, they had the first Elvis Presley convention in Cincinnati, and they had 2,500 fans show up. When you think about that, back in those days, in 19, that was a pretty big crowd. So that's kind of neat. 1977, and I don't know, this will be dusting off some cobwebs for some of you TV watchers. The first broadcast, are you ready for this one? Of Love Boat. Do you remember Love Boat? Until I saw this morning when I was looking, I started laughing because I had forgotten about that show. But what a great premise. They had this cruise line called the Love Boat, and they had the crew who were sort of the main characters. But every week they would have guest stars come on the show. And it was kind of cool because for whatever reason at that time, and I guess that was back in the late 70s, they brought in all these really famous people. I think Elizabeth Taylor was on the show. They brought in musicians. They had movie stars. And they would all play these roles of guests, and there'd be some kind of drama or crisis. The staff would have to figure it all out, and then they would go on to the next day. At the same time, there was a show that I'm just thinking of it in this moment, similar kind of concept. Do you remember Fantasy Island? Oh, my gosh. Some people are listening, right? What is she talking about? But Fantasy Island, where they would have the same premise. People would come to the island for vacation, and they would have, I think it was Ricardo Montalban played the host, and they would have guests come in. Same idea. They would arrive on the island in a little lift that they would bring on a little boat, and they would come on. And again, all the movie stars would show up, or they would have famous people that would be visiting Fantasy Island. And of course, some drama or some crazy thing would happen during that time. Another thing that you can think about that was kind of special was that in 2015, on September 24th, Pope Francis, he was the first pope to address the United States Congress. And he listed his favorite presidents. He said Abraham Lincoln was one of his favorite presidents of the United States. And it's hard to believe in the centuries that we've had the Vatican and the Pope that that was the first time in our history as a country that the Pope had addressed Congress. And then for all you Swifties, this is important, so pay attention. On September 24th, 2023, Taylor Swift attended her first Kansas City Chiefs game at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was the first time that the rumor mill started that maybe she was seeing one of the players, Travis Kelce. But it wasn't confirmed yet. Nobody knew for sure. But that was the beginning, officially, September 24th, 2023, of the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce phenomena. And that was the beginning of the well, now I guess she's kind of the Princess Di of United States, and it's the romantic couple. They're our prince and princess now that they've gotten engaged. So congratulations to them. But 2 years, that's about right, dating for 2 years. But it's kind of funny that now who would actually have their name on the important events, the important events of a date calendar as the first date she attended a football game. I think that's hilarious. So a lot of good things to think about. Try not to be too serious today. It's the middle of the week. I know we're all working for the weekend. For me, I'm super excited about this weekend. You know why. I'm a huge Georgia Bulldog fan, and there is the Georgia-Alabama game happening this weekend. Super excited about that. 7:30, I believe. It'll be on major networks this weekend. And what's interesting about that is it's a night game at Georgia, and of course Georgia and Alabama have a big rivalry. I don't know that either team is as good as they've been in the past, so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But I have to tell you, I was so frustrated, really wanted to go, and had tried to get some tickets, and as it turned out, I've been looking online. Now, some of them are dropping low this week, obviously the last-minute sales, but last week when I was looking, I couldn't find a ticket, even in the nosebleed seats, for less than $700 a piece. And then I started looking at the ones that are on the 50-yard line and down in the lower levels. I mean, they were ranging from $1,000 to $4,000 a piece. So a friend of mine sent me a text and said, "Hey, Meg, I got discount tickets for you." I was so excited because I thought, "Oh, maybe I'll get a ticket." And it was four tickets for $2,500. So that averaged about $600 a piece. And my friend, "This is a bargain." I thought, a bargain? A bargain for who? I can't afford $600 for a football game. So I will be watching it at our watch party. So if you're a Georgia fan, we have our official watch party here in Pensacola at Miller's Ale House. I know there's a couple locations for Alabama, I believe. I know Lagunas is a big place with their big screen. And I believe it's Seville Quarter. But if you know of the official watch party for Alabama, please text it in. I'll be happy to announce it. Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes on Pep Talk. Still waiting to hear from David Wayne on that press conference when we will be going live with that as soon as they go on air with it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are still waiting on that press conference. David Wayne, our news director, will be bringing that to you live right here on Pep Talk. We have to interrupt one of our programs, but that's coming soon. Some things to look forward to now this weekend. Jekyll and Hyde continues at the Pensacola Little Theater, and I have heard rave reviews. This is a kind of an exciting gothic musical. The lead actor, Gavin Parmalee, is so talented. He had been in New York and has come back to our area. A big cast of 20 plus, and the show will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday, I believe it's at 2:30 for the matinee. Tickets are still available, and you can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com for tickets. And my understanding is there's discount tickets on Thursday night, so check that out too if you're on a budget. And of course, this weekend, you don't want to miss the Pensacola Seafood Festival. Fiesta is coordinating all that, Pensacola's Fiesta group, and there are going to be events Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you don't plan to attend, just be aware that is downtown, so there will be some streets blocked out for the weekend. But it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. Kind of a chance of rain, maybe, but you know, they're saying possibly Thursday, Friday, a little bit of rain, but Saturday's looking great. Looks like there's no chance of rain for that. So that should be a lot of fun as well. Some other things that'll be happening. One of the places I like to go to look and see what's going on in town is go to the Visit Pensacola website. If you go to visitpensacola.com, click on events, and they will give you all the events coming up this weekend, this week, and they include everything, not just the big community events, but even some of the local places that have artists and musicians that are coming in, like live music at Five Sisters Cafe. They have the Josh Strickland Studio Trio coming up. If you go to Bamboo Willie's, my friend Robert Gleim, who's been there many, many years and does such a super job of bringing in entertainment and having fun events. You can always go to their individual sites, but typically all that kind of information is listed on the visitpensacola.com website. So that's a good thing. Now, tomorrow, I understand, John Cleese and the Holy Grail is going to be at the Sanger Theater. I'm not sure if tickets are still available, but you can always check that out. That should be fun. But again, lots of events going on in town, so check all of that out. And we try to keep you updated here on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes with our regular programming. We're still waiting on that press conference, but we definitely will keep you informed. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news.